ready to go? Welcome, everyone. Take the roll now. See if we have one.
Looks like Christine is not here yet. Mr. Bernard.
Christine is not going to be here.
Not going to be? Okay. Thank you. Mr. Coleman is not going to be here. He told me. Of course, Kathy. Matt Parker.
Yes.
Here. And Brendan O'Brien. Robin Williams.
Here.
Byron Price is not here. Tracy Moore. Okay. And then Joe.
I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second. Do we need Mr. Coleman to sign these? How does that work?
We can take the action and he can sign them later. Sorry.
No, Tracy's the secretary. Tracy's secretary.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. Y'all need secretary. So, okay. All right. This is my idea. Okay. There were motion made and seconded. Did I sign them? So, if there's any discussion, otherwise we'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right. The next order of business is a review of the timeline of the Economic Development Strategic Plan. And we'll ask Libby to present to us.
Right, so we're staff is wrapping up the kind of the fine points of the plan, and I hope to send that out Monday. I've got a list of good prospective consultants to send it to. We'll advertise it probably in the Business Journal to get official posting, and of course on the website. But you know, I incorporated a lot of the things that we had talked about under those general points, and so really we're just kind of looking at it for grammar and errors, and John's looked at it for the legal kind of things. So I think we're ready to push that out on Monday. So working with that timeline, this would give about 3 weeks to get it back by May 10th, which is a Friday. And then we would likely have a staff committee set up to review that. So Adam, myself, and maybe somebody from planning, Cliff, the planning director, might look at it with us to kind of pick the top three that we think would be good and bring those top three proposals back to this board for your review and narrow down to one. And make a recommendation then to City Council at their June 17th meeting. And then we could hopefully engage the consultant to start work on July 1st. And somebody had asked how long, you know, I anticipate. It looks like it's about a six-month process, but they're doing community meetings and a lot of outreach and getting a lot of input, which takes time. And that's what we want, a lot of feedback from the community. So. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have a plan wrapped up. Does that sound plausible? Am I giving enough time in there?
I think that sounds great. I mean, not too long, not too short.
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of reacted that a year was too long, and obviously it's going to take some time to do the public engagement portion.
Right.
You know, ideas get out there and then they get discussed and all that. So I would think it's the right amount of time. Anybody else have any comments? Do you need action on this or you just?
I don't think we need a vote.
Okay.
Just wanted to run it by you and see if you thought that was good.
Good. Want to talk about the matrix friendly?
Sure. So the next item is the updated matrix, and you all asked to add a few columns to that. to kind of include the category that it fell under of the municipal code or the state statute that it complies with, so we know that we're hitting the right marks. And then if they have received funding in the past and how many times, there's a column for that as well. So I believe those were the two things we added, is that right? So as you can see, you know, it's a pretty comprehensive list of categories, again, I think that tie back into your qualities that you want to define, the guidelines that you had set when we looked at those last time. So again, just for your approval, and if you think anything else needs to be added.
Madam Chair, I was just commenting for column 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Column 8, it states potential to provide employment opportunities. Wanted to modify that to focus more on job creation. So, what are the number of jobs that is actually being created, as well as what are the salary ranges?
Okay.
So, if those are acceptable, we'll wordsmith it.
Do you distinguish between temporary jobs and permanent jobs? Because sometimes it can create a lot of temporary. It's not going to be year-round, but it still creates employment.
We could certainly separate the number and ask for how many temporary jobs and how many permanent jobs.
Sounds good. Thank you. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Libby, if you can kind of take us through the discussion on the timeline of the funding application. You know, we're behind a little bit now, so how we kind of catch up.
Right. I think typically the applications have come during the fall, as I understand it. And so we were holding off on that process until we could get this group solidified and get staff in place, I think, also. Okay. And we also talked about last meeting making it more than one application period. And so I created kind of a spring and a fall process. So this spring move would catch groups wanting to make application that typically have summertime kind of needs. So again, but kind of backing into it to be able to kind of meet that early July deadline that kind of coincides with our budget calendar as well. So applications being due May 31st, and then staff having a couple of weeks to review and make application or make recommendations, bringing it back to the board on the 28th or the 25th. Depending on what works for your schedule, and maybe we'll get that solidified tonight as well.
Okay.
And then having City Council review at one of their July meetings to make that final award would be the plan. And then doing the same kind of process for the fall, so then we can, again, get those, if there's anything new that comes up, somebody could have an application time in the fall.
I think that works much better than just marks.
And again, how are we going to publicize this so people know about it?
So the newsletter is hitting soon, so it's in every 2 months. So we've already kind of missed the window to advertise it, this one coming out. But we feel like we can do social media, the website. We have listserv groups to notify, notifying past.
I was going to say specifically
past applicants.
Be sure to notify past recipients.
Right.
Not that it's
but then going forward,
for them,
we'll certainly be in the newsletter, which gets a lot of readership, and you know, again, the social media, all those avenues that we can use.
I think that social media is going to be really important just for, you know, the way that the landscape of things at this point. So I think the more we push that, the better. Even on a Nextdoor.
Yes. And we do have an active, Allison's doing a great job on Nextdoor.
Yeah, I've seen her like recently post something, and I think that's really good for the area. So we have such an active Nextdoor group.
Okay.
And how far in advance do you think you'll be able to get the notices out?
I would say we would start, you know, if you approve it now, we could immediately start promoting it, making sure the application is up to date and current. You know,
I think it would be great because I think, first of all, would let people know, okay, there is a plan.
Yeah.
And we can plan for it and at least take some of the uncertainty out of the atmosphere, and then it allows everybody more time to refine their proposal. So, yeah, if it's not too much burden,
no.
We're all in agreement that this is a good thing to finally get you know, back rolling. We'd like to authorize you to go ahead and get the word out as soon as you can.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Just in terms of next steps, I wanted the board to understand that this will go to the City Council for final approval, but I would not imagine that they will make significant changes to it. So I think that we could very well start advertising at the same time.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. If there are no other questions on those issues, I'd like to honor Mr. Edwards' request to speak before we get into setting up a time for the next meeting.
Hi, Joe Edwards, 6504 Delmar. I guess I'm kind of surprised that no one called me to say that the loop was no longer going to have an ex officio seat at the table. From the very beginning of this group, the loop always was represented, me, basically, to represent the loop and cast our thoughts, our wisdom, our requests to this group. Take tours of Olive, take tours of all of UCity, and throw our comments in and our aid in. So it's kind of a surprise, even though I had a name tag or name on the table last time, not this time. I could have easily written any comments. I didn't have any comments. I think the agenda is fine. I think what you passed today is fine. But I didn't necessarily have to comment as a result. But I always have, through the years, answered any questions. Institutional knowledge, since I'm the only one from the inception of this, I just kind of was surprised why throw that away. And not for me, my sake, but the loop. The loop came up with ideas. The loop came up with proposals year after year. Some were accepted, some were not. We supported Olive all these years. And I just don't know, is there something in the statutes that says really that you cannot have an ex officio that's a non-voting member on this? And if so, why wasn't the loop notified? Not just me, but the loop itself. And I'll just leave it at that. You don't even necessarily have to answer it tonight, but it's just kind of surprising.
Madam Chair, I'm happy to respond to that. If you're okay.
Thank you.
I think what happened in this instance, it was more of an oversight. With regards to the what our actual code state and what the state statutes state, no, there's not an ex officio member, but I believe that the history here has allowed for that to be in place, and so it wasn't being recommended to change that, even though technically it does exist. So I will accept responsibility for that oversight. You should have been contacted, and you will be contacted in the future.
Okay, well, thanks. And just either way, whatever you decided is fine, but it's just a surprise. And if there's not anything in the statutes that prohibits it, then that's great, and I thank you.
All right. Next meeting date, moving on. Mm-hmm. Do you have a recommendation based on the timetable of all this?
I think the week of... now that I'm looking at this more. So I've got you tentatively meeting June 4th, the week of June 4th for the strategic plan, but June 28th or 25th to review the applications. So we might
family vacation the whole first week of June. I apologize.
In the past, we've done presentations where they submit their applications and then they come in and then present. Are we going to do away with that? Or?
I didn't think.
I just, out of curiosity.
We haven't had a discussion.
Yeah, I don't think no. We've changed that.
Yeah, I think we still do.
Robin, I think you had a question.
I just wanted to put on the record the week, June 25th through the 28th, I'll be out of state, so I will not be here during that time.
Kathy, you're out the first week?
Yes, I am. Well, from the first, and we're driving.
So what about the week of the 17th?
I could do like the 28th, May 28th. I don't leave till Thursday the 30th, but then the whole next week I'm gone. Or I could, you know, be back on the 10th or 11th.
It does look like this schedule compresses what were previously two separate events. The first was kind of pitch night, and we even had people bring PowerPoints and, you know, advocate for their grant proposal. And then another meeting at which everybody had to kind of absorb all that.
A deliberate.
Has a deliberate meeting, yeah. And it seems like I don't see a reason change it. It does mean we spend one more meeting, probably results in a better outcome.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask a question.
I agree.
And we want to have a competitive process.
Certainly.
I think I mentioned at the last meeting that I noticed that, as word had gotten out in the time that I was on it before, there seemed to be a real increase in interest in, when you can't give out all the money, that's kind of a good thing.
Right.
In other words, well, you can't grant everybody's request. It's kind of a good thing because it's survival of the fittest kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're really picking
the best
ones. We're doing it carefully. We may not be giving them quite as much as they asked for. So I like that process that we had.
So do you think you could do both the pick the top site consultant and hear pitches in the same meeting? Or do you want to separate those out?
Will we have any time to review the consultants before our meeting, or will we be reviewing them in the meeting?
We're going to be reviewing the proposals of the top three and then your recommendation. We get that ahead of time.
Right. Yeah, you would have that ahead
of
the meeting.
Yeah, then I think that would be fine.
Yeah.
As long as we don't have to do that all in the
So can we do that the week of the 17th?
Maybe so.
June.
I'm open.
Yeah, I'm good.
Maybe Tuesday or Wednesday?
I'm open on either
18th or 19th. Does anybody have a preference?
I can do any of those days.
The 18th?
Okay.
A Tuesday. Keep with the Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay.
So Tuesday, 18th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll review the consultants and we'll have the first round of
pitch night,
I guess, as they call it. Sorry, I didn't know that was processed, so thank you for bringing that up.
Can we set the date for the second meeting on
absolutely,
the proposals now so we can keep those?
So, is there like a 2 week period between there? Is that enough time?
I think two is plenty of time.
Yeah. So I won't be here that first week of July.
And Ms. Williams is going to be gone
last of the
last
June.
Week of June.
So the week of the 8th.
This was.
Yes. So how about the 9th of July? Tuesday the 9th?
I would love nothing more than to celebrate that.
Can we bring your birthday?
The 9th, yeah.
What? Can we bring drinks? There shall be.
That would be a remedy for it.
That's probably against the rules, right?
But can you drink in the
we could do it Monday the 8th. We don't, I mean, you've got a, it's a police.
Monday the 8th.
Would you rather us do it on the 8th so you could do something a little more fun for you?
I'd appreciate it.
All right, so on the 8th, July 8th.
Yeah.
And then that's enough time for it to get our recommendations to get to the council.
We will make that
based
work.
On your
yeah.
timetable.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. These will be 6 p.m.
Yes. 6
p.m. here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we adjourn, I'd like to recognize Kevin Taylor, who's requested address us tonight.
Just me, a nick of time.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Taylor, 7022 Canton Avenue. And really, I guess my talk is transparency. For some reason, I'm on the Park Commission, I sign up for all the notifications. This is the second at least meeting I know of. I get no notification. I check the minutes. It just seems like there's a lack of transparency for this commission. And as some of the others, like Mr. O'Brien, know, this is near and dear to my heart. I usually come to these meetings even when they were at 4 o'clock, and now they've been moved to 6 o'clock, and it just seems as though there is no notification. So I have no idea what's being talked about, what's going on, and it's not a good approach given the fact that this commission is responsible for funds.
Sure.
And it should have some citizen input, citizen at least acknowledgement. I don't want to say oversight, but again, we are the eyes and ears of the community, and this commission has a reputation of being a slush fund for certain organizations. And I guess guys like me want to make sure that it will stop being a slush fund. But now I've heard that other entities within the city are looking at trying to find ways to address potential loopholes, i.e. staffing with our school district is looking at ways of utilizing EDS-RST money for school functions and school staffing and school events. So everybody looks at this as a slush fund. Hey, where can I find a way to tap into some money? And I constantly say to this commission, you have to ask questions. And you have to question everything, as they say, trust but verify. And again, if things come up, we have to ask questions. We have to drill down because, again, you guys have fiduciary responsibility. And the whole issue of you guys are advisory, just as I am on the commission as advisory. And then it goes to council. So when things are not going through the process, you have to stand up and say, no, we are not going to rubber stamp something that didn't go through the commission the correct way, and be vocal about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can we talk about how
the city address how these meetings are posted, human or website?
It was
protocol is
posted on our website. Friday afternoon. So, and I don't know, have you signed up? Is there a listserv email that you signed up in the past? And so you didn't get that. Okay, so that may be the missing link.
Nor did Steve McMahon, the council member next door. He said also he didn't get it.
Okay, so I'll double check with the city clerk and communications about how that process works for the listserv notifications, but it was posted Friday. Everybody received it Friday on the commission anymore, or the board.
So it's posted on our website, mm-hmm. as well as posted downstairs.
Right, on the board outside. The board.
But that is mm-hmm. kind of a short period of time mm-hmm. for yeah. people to find it. Is there a way, like for instance, we got these set up in advance, maybe. Is there a calendar on the website?
We used to be published on the calendar. Yeah.
There's a calendar.
It's been a transition.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll make sure to get at least the meeting dates set
on
the calendar.
I see it at Park, you know, but yeah, but then you have to be there to kind of see it. Yeah. Okay, that would be great. We can
sure. We do not want to be seen as a slush box.
No, we're not feeling very slushy here. No. We got a lot of new people, so it's a new day, and
I'm new, so I don't.
Well,
know.
I was here before, and it was my bed, so
that's
I don't
right.
know. It mm-hmm. sounds like rumors and gossip, and that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we're very rigorous in the process of anything. The group that I joined, we worked really hard. And that's why you have that feedback about changes and
sure.
things like that. So that was a tad offensive.
Mr. Leonard, did you want to say something?
Well, I don't like the characterization of slush fund when you're looking at the methods that we're using here in this matrix. Making the effort to actually spend the money to have a strategic plan that helps us better determine what sorts of expenditures are best for this money. Also, in terms of what the school district may or may not do or want to do with this, I haven't had that conversation yet personally with the superintendent. I don't know if Christine has. We're here as representatives of the school district for a reason. I'm not sure exactly what the legislature thought the reason was. If you look at the list of potential uses, training programs to prepare workers for advanced technologies and high-skilled jobs is something that I know for a fact is right at the top of the interests statewide of education, public education. And Saturday, I was at a St. Louis County group professional development for board members countywide. And the breakout group that I went to was called Career and College Ready. And that is a big focus. We had a superintendent there, not our own, and a board member from another district, just the three of us talking about it. And there's gaps. And then you have this other one, grants and loans to companies for job training. What the superintendent described to me is companies say they can't find skilled workers. But when the school districts go out there and try to work with the companies on innovative programs to do more job training with their high school students, they don't necessarily get the response. So, you know, what I would be looking to do would be to facilitate in some fashion using some of these funds for the very legitimate purpose that's on here as C3, training programs to prepare workers for advanced technology and high-skilled jobs. And there are other entities that can do that and can apply for a grant, but unless there's something that legally would prohibit the school district from seeking funding for a nicely written grant program that involves job training, I don't see that there's a problem there. And too bad he worked out, but dropped his bomb and worked out.
Mic drop. I mean, I think, again, we have a matrix. We have a decision-making process. Mm-hmm. So if it's a good decision and we all agree to it, then I think that we should be fine.
Okay, before we adjourn, I've got another request from Deb Henderson. Am I saying that? Yes.
Hello, Deb Henderson, 6124 Victoria Avenue. We do the UCity Farmers Market. We changed our name to better represent the community and the city, and everybody calls us that anyway. but I would also request as much advanced notification, perhaps of the matrix, you know, if that's done in advance, that could be posted on the EDRST section of the city's website. You know, there is one section for the EDRST, for all the commissions. They each have their own page. And perhaps, you know, if there's a new matrix that we posted sooner than later, then we could all start preparing in advance, and as well as the application timeline. So
we actually talked about that earlier.
Okay.
We're going to get word out very quickly.
We're going to do it twice.
Oh, good.
And we're going to have two rounds.
Yeah, no, I mean, even...
with this upcoming round, we're going to get word out about it.
So some of the information material may be decided sooner than the application timeline.
Correct.
A request for proposals. So if that could be posted so that those of us that have applied before, if there are changes, we can look and see if we meet those changes or not in advance. Because sometimes the applications, honestly, they can take up to 20 hours to produce. And we might need to, and then if we do a PowerPoint presentation, that can take, you know, 5 hours. And, you know, for people that have other jobs or other work, you know, we want to be able to work that into our schedule.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I would note that there is potential linkage between farmers market, which I've supported funding in the past, and C5 on the matrix, developing value-added export opportunities for Missouri agricultural products. At least if you take it a little broadly,
okay.
I mean, selling Missouri agricultural products in a farmers market gets pretty close to that. Exactly how she proposes to spend the money is something we'll have to consider and look at in light of the matrix and so forth.
Great. All right. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
There's nothing else to adjourn.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Okay.